safety. And the head of the security authority is here to the right. What we need to do is, when we get there, some that can go real fast will just go ahead and stand on the line. And the few of us that are going slow will join us. Okay? If we don't do it this way, it's open for a very short time. We won't make it. So,
let me know when I'm going to have
a seat. As I come in, it's not because I don't consider all of you or anything like that. It's just that I want to see that you stand less on the line through security to go to the temple.
Okay, great. Thank you. Whoops, I thought I packed my phone in here, but nope. Okay. Okay.
The other option was from there to the left. No, it wasn't too bad. It's only because of the Temple Mount that we kind of pressed with time.
Sippy, when was the dome built?
The Dome of the Rock was built in 728, 724 to 728, but we're going to get a lot of information about the Temple Mount and also the two mosques that were built there, Al-Aqsa Mosque and Dome of the Rock.
Okay, so I guess we should write down Watchman verses. Should I get a pen and make notes, probably? The Dome Gate. I would say it is...
Yeah. Which side of the city is the Dung Gate on? Which wall?
Which side of the city?
Yeah, north, south.
You tell me.
I don't know.
And I was guessing west.
Everything flows down, right? South side.
One of the things that you should do, I'm not trying to be smart. When you come to a place, the first thing we do is trying to get direction. Why did I say let's think about it? Because if the eastern gate is on the east, then you can kind of put the rest of the gates around.
Damascus
is on
the north.
I'll show you a picture later on that shows all the different gates. So let's go over the gates from east. We have St. Stephen's Gate, then the Dung Gate. You don't have the map we gave you? Then in the south, Dung Gate. There's one gate that is not mentioned because it was excavated, and that's the Tanner Gate. Zion Gate, these are all three in the south. What do we have in the west? Only, Dung Gate, Tanner Gate, Zion Gate. West we have Jaffa Gate. North we have New Gate, Damascus Gate, and Herod's Gate. Okay? So you got them all? Please, when the bus comes to stop, we'll be ready to get off as quick as we can. And as I said, most of us will try to go together. And it's okay that some of us are going a little slowly or slower, and they will catch up with us later on. We are coming back to the Western Wall.
Okay, I don't have any Bible verses. Again, I don't really think that was ever my task.
Okay. I see smoke there. Maybe they're burning something. I don't know.
I need some. Okay. If you need some, let me know and I'll look.
Look at the traffic today. What is the name of the church at the bottom? Gethsemane, Church of All Nations. Then at top, Mary Magdalene. Then at top, Dominus Levitt. Mount of Olives, Cemetery, then beyond that, Bethany, Lazarus. We're driving by the south part of the temple. To see the Western Wall, the Wailing Wall, if the temple is open, and they told me it is, both ways. First from above, great pictures, then we'll be able to go down. So the first thing, we do not go to the wall, we're going to go to the Temple Mount. To the Dung Gate or the gate next to it. We're trying to not let you off here a little higher so it's easier for you to go down instead of okay, we'll stay here and it's good. You will stay here in case there's some changes at the wall. Look at this man with a prayer shawl and the prayer book. It's Sidur. Many of the prayers are in Aramaic. Let's go.
He is. Oh, wait. No Bible, right?
No Bible.
Okay.
The back door is still closed.
We'll find it tomorrow.
Back door is still closed.
morning.
it doesn't mean no.
Metalowe, tak jak na lotniskach, kładziemy na półkę obok, sami przechodzimy na drugą stronę i bierzemy dopiero rzeczy. Proszę Państwa, metalowe wszystkie rzeczy, aparaty, komórki i tak dalej.
before BC. There's a lot of excavation back there, which we find from this time. Let's go a little further up. Any questions about this? Right here? Yeah, I have five. Every single one, this is the only thing that is no doubt, no question. Prayer shawl, prayer book, Torah, phylacteries, Day of Atonement, Passover, there will not be even one that will not follow. Okay? As I told you, the sticking paper is evolved maybe later on.
Walk away from the wall, and then you turn backwards, you know, then turn, stuff like that. And the history of the prayers being put into the wall, things like that, from the recent.
It's more recent phenomenon, probably like post-World War I.
Yeah, when you go there, here's a request. I'll write it on paper, so you don't have to memorize it. Take it, put it in the wall, and that will suffice. So, yeah, I've seen individuals put it in, and I've seen the guy coming along and cleaning it.
Oh, that's fine.
This, right after, what we're going to do today is, after we do the Temple Mount, we go all the way through. I'm taking you to see this excavation, but I wanted you to see it from up above. We'll let them out, and then we're going to do this way.
So the life of the prayer is only as long as the time is in the cleanup.
The women need to recover.
Right? Oh, what I said was they're getting so frenetic. They're getting so frenetic. And the first one they made.
You see the.
Not only the pressure on the people. You have no choice. You want to go to school in the Muslim school. You have to dress like that. So what do you want to go to school? Sorry, I was talking about. I thought you were talking about this, but I didn't.
I'm a little behind.
No. You're really fast. Right. First of all, I think it's very
important.
Remember in the evening we went to a mountain there, and that's where we looked down at this area, and we said this is a place that Abraham came with Isaac. We also said this is a place that David came with the Holy Ark. We see here a mountain, and really, literally, something that would gather a lot of people. And therefore, what they had to do is to build retaining on both sides, lift up the south, cut off the north. Again, if this is the slope of the mountain, to lift this up, right, and to cut the mountain, and to put a wall around it. What you see here down below is the level of the street from the Second Temple period. The way you see it is built by Herod, Herod the Great. Very easy to tell if the wall is done by Herod or not. He had a way to polish the stone, trying to imitate marble or like the stucco work that we've seen before. Stone that have a line, a frame around it. If you see something like that, all the way through, you know it's Herodian. When we were yesterday on Mount of Olives, and we kept reading that there would be not even one stone standing on the other, the stones that were pushed over are only the wall that went around the temple. And you saw it very clear in the synagogue of Capernaum. When we were in the synagogue of Capernaum, I literally stood on the foundation, which was flat, and I showed you those stones that look like pillars, which means if you take this wall here, you multiply it about two, you get the full size of the wall in those days. Not bad. When you think about stones that went from 570 tons to 20 tons and on top 2 to 4 tons. The lower part was cut like a pillar, rolled down, and cut square on a year. The leftover was an edge to the street. And when you come to the level that we are standing now, they used a swing. They took the stone, left a little stone sticking out, put rope under it, 1, 2, 3, pushed it in, you know, like a swing, moved it one side to another, and then we got the momentum and then pushed it in. If you try, it's called a dry building, if you try to fit a paper in between the stone, you cannot do it. So perfect. All this area, from the place you're standing right now to the end, was not there during the Hasmonean period. This is an addition that was done by Herod. He wanted to control and overlook the people who came into the temple. So when we consider the temple, we should think about it from here further on, right? And as you can see, the beginning of the Western Wall. What we see right here, in each corner, how do you say corner in Hebrew? Pina, in Aramaic, pinnacle. You're looking at the very pinnacle. Remember the story of Mount of Temptation, pinnacle? And I can show you that stone, later on you'll see it. Look at the steps that lead down. In front of the steps that lead down, there's a stone laying on the ground in an angle. Sorry. You see it? So what you see here, this is the very stone of the pinnacle, and if you're not sure, they found it's written. It's written on it. The house of the trumpet. And this is where they had the trumpet of Zion. What happened? In the high priest's house, you see there are two flags and something like a border, whatever, roof thing. Right there underneath, they found the burnt house, the high priest's house. It had a big courtyard. The priest decided that the one who saw the birth of the moon were telling the truth. We have a celebration. They announce it from the pinnacle to Mount of Olives, from Mount of Olives to the Good Samaritan Inn, to Mount of Temptation, and beyond to the diaspora, to the other side where the Decapolis and so on. Is that clear? They wanted to clear this area in the year 1997 for 3,000 years for the Temple of Jerusalem, and they found all the stones on the ground, on the street, but they decided to leave it because this is the evidence of the destruction of the temple in the year 70 AD. All right? So, looking at this point, you see the difference between the wall of the city, revealed by Suleiman the Magnificent in front of you, the wall of the temple, and because the plateau is up here, how would people come up? So they had two major arches. If you look at the stone right there, under the window, you see where the dove went in, or it's a pigeon, actually. You see a big arch that came two shots on this side, and then steps came from south to north, then turned to the east, and this is how you could get to Herod's dove. Because the steps down did not lead to the Herod's dove, it led to the temple. So there's one entrance this way to go into this beautiful, like a balcony. You have to use this archway. The first one I found is Robinson. It's called Robinson Arch. The other one is Arch. To make sure that they can control the Temple Mount and to make sure that animals that are not clean will not come into the temple, they had a big door when there was a lot of crowd and they had the control, and if things went wrong, they closed the door and opened only a small door that did not even allow a donkey to go through. And they called this door an eye of an ill gate. And that's why I said, donkey cannot go, leave alone camel. As a camel cannot go through an eye of an ill gate, a rich man cannot go through heaven. This is the door. See the big door, green one, and then there's a small one. Alright, let's go into the temple mount. This these are the gates for the temple, it's now getting to the city. So yeah, it's a little longer, but it's another thing. So that's now let's go inside.
Hi. Hello.
Good morning.
Ma'am?
Good
morning. Okay to take a picture? Thank you. You guys go ahead.
When the Prophet Muhammad is coming, will they come and look at you?
When the Prophet Muhammad comes, they'll put this gate here?
Not the gate. In the mosque.
Oh, the mosque.
Al-Buraq,
oh, so this is
it.
Where he will
yeah,
come.
Yeah, where he's coming, when he was coming, will they come?
So I should I take a picture of this?
Yes,
okay? Yeah,
you can.
Okay.
You can take the
from
picture.
Like your back?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
in and I talk to you, he said to me, you shouldn't tell them it's a temple monk, you should tell them it's a mosque.
Oh.
And that's what he was...
I wondered what he said.
That's exactly what he said to me. And I said to him, no, I talked about the temple, now I'm going to talk about the mosque. Because I don't want to try, I don't want to offend anyone. And it's not even in me. The only thing you have to know that Israel never tried to claim this area. Even as a Christian and as a Jew, as a believer, you know that it's not in our hand, most of us, to build a third temple. And that's why it was not even a question to give the Muslim the Temple Mount or not. Of course they're going to get the Temple Mount because of the two mosques here. But it was the first time that the Jewish people had authority over the Western Wall and outside the Wall. And the most sensitive area to the Muslim is not the Dome of the Rock. It's the most beautiful thing, but it's Al-Aqsa. And you always hear Al-Aqsa. You never hear them say Dome of the Rock. So I'm going to go over.
Why is that?
I'm going to explain. Oh. And what I'm going to do, but I want to do it in order. So we do chronology. And therefore, if you think about the Jewish tradition, and this is the foundation, we should first think of Adam and the center of the universe. According to the Jewish tradition, the Holy of the Holies is Evan, which is the rock, Hashtia. Everything, Tashtit, basic, everything is based on the center. And thank God the world is round, so it's okay. So this is the center. Second thing is Abraham was supposed to sacrifice Isaac. According to the Muslim, Abraham was supposed to sacrifice Ishmael and not Isaac. Right? That's the second thing. Then we know that David brought the Holy Ark to Mount Moriah. He does not build the temple. And then we have King Solomon Temple. We have all the details of the measurement. We cannot check it underneath because we cannot, I was there underneath, you cannot do it anymore. There's another mosque under this. And the entrance is right behind this. So what happened is that right after David bringing the Holy Ark, Solomon built the temple, and that temple is destroyed only 586 BC. And we call it the first temple period. Even though you know by now that a lot of times there were a lot of changes here. One of them by Hezekiah, who we just read what he did to the Temple Mount, 732 to 724 BC. Now, when we say that the first temple ended 586, 536, the second temple is being built. Ezra and Nehemiah come here. So there's not a big gap. So they come to the same location and they do the same thing here. So it's Ezra and Nehemiah. And then during the Hellenistic period, there was a period that this area was damaged. So the Maccabees clear it from the idol, but we still call it the Second Temple, which I'm sure they fixed it, they changed things and so on. We don't know so much about it. And then when Herod became a king 37 before, actually, he started to do all these changes, enlarging the temple, beautifying the temple in 22 till 4 before when he died. And he never ever completed his job. He never ended it. And we see evidence of that if you go along the Western Wall to the end, because this is built on the mountain. Here he filled it up. He added this section, which we call the Royal Tower. I put it like with my two hands. And then here, it's a rock. So he continued the line of those stones as if they're stones, but it's just carving the rock itself, but he never finished it. And then he added the Antonia Fortress to make sure he controlled. And Titus, in the year 70 AD, the only thing he had to do from the Antonia Fortress to come here, and with battering ram, just to push the wall down. It wasn't a big deal to destroy the wall. But he never ever changed the platform, the floor of the Temple Mount. So just think about it to yourself. I'm walking today in the same level those people went. And here it's the outer courtyard where everybody was kind of allowed in after they purified themselves.
And we know that there was tawa, like pillars all the way around. Look, today, sun, you can find a shelter. No building, but when you go inside, they would have steps, just like you see the steps there. And before you go in there, you have a sign, death penalty, that to one who bring or to non-Jews who go inside. And to come in, you had to come through steps, and you're looking at the steps right behind you. There's one set of steps here. This is where the double gate was, and where you see this over there, triple gate. Entrance and exit. Only the one who lost their dear one would have to go the other way around. So people would know that they're in sorrow and help them through the hard time. Okay? So how things were handled here, how people had to clean and so on, I'll show you a film later on. We'll go to a center with a museum concerning this part right here.
Question now or later?
Sure.
I had heard that that the rock in the dome was the threshing floor where the plague came.
The whole area between the Holy of the Holies towards this rock was part of the threshing floor. But only part of it was an altar, and the altar should be just like the one you saw in Megiddo, that round one. So you can imagine Abraham going from the mountain we were to the, what valley? Gay Ben Hinnom, Hinnom Valley, to what is called today City of David, to this area right here, and he would come up. And the threshing floor was a lot larger than the altar. The threshing floor was a lot larger than the Holy of the Holies. The Holy of the Holies took only a small portion, a certain portion of the threshing floor. Very good. Is that clear? And the threshing floor was like the Jebusite. Now, so natural. You go, you harvest the fields, you want to say thank you to the Lord, you have an altar. And it wasn't the only one then. Any question about that? So we understand First and Second Temple, right? What comes after? Roman, 70 AD, Roman come here and in, bless you. And the year 132, Hadrian built a huge temple for Jupiter, right? And with statues for the first time, Bar Kokhba, Rabbi Akiva cannot accept it, and the uprising starts that end with the execution of the 10 in the theater that we saw in Caesarea, right? And through that time, this city become a Roman Ilia Capitolina. If you're Roman, and you come from the area of Italy and Greece, what name you will give? You know there was once a nation that was part of you. What? Philistines. You call this place Ilia Capitolina Palestina. And that's the first time the name Palestina is used. By Hadrian. Why? Who are they? So they, will they call it Israel? Will they call it Judea? No way. And that's what happened here. In the year 324 AD, we have the first ruler who accept Christianity as the main faith. We call it Byzant. And there's nothing here. As a Christian or as a Jew, you should believe the same thing, that the Messiah should come from Mount of Olives to here and all that. And that's why they wanted to make sure that nobody will come here. They close it and they dumped all the dirt, garbage of the whole city of Jerusalem right here. They build three churches, Holy Sepulchre, Aleona over High Priest House, and Agia Zion, which is over the Last Supper Room. So there are three major churches, and they use the Roman Cardo, and I'll take you to see it today, as the Via Dolorosa. From the Last Supper Room, High Priest House, Herod Palace, Calvary. And that was what was here. 100 years after the death of Muhammad, we have the end of the Friday journey of Muhammad. He came with a white horse and wings to Jabal Mukaber, where we were. The same mountain Abraham brought Isaac, the same mountain David brought the Holy Ark. End of the Friday journey here, the ascension of Muhammad right there.
This is more shrine, and very you cannot do services there. There's a rock in the center, but this is Friday Mosque, where you gather the people, where you give the speeches, where you give the sermon. The leading point is right here. 724 AD. Till when? Till the Crusaders came here. The Crusaders came here in the year 1099. I'm sorry to say that the Crusades were not so close to what the Bible tells us, and therefore they made one for the Lord and one for Solomon. And what did they do? Because all around, to accommodate all the Muslim people, they had palaces. What will you do with the horses? You let them underneath this, all right? So when the Crusades come here and see that this was used as for horses, stables, they call it Solomon's stables. You and I know that Solomon's will not bring horses to this area, an unclean animal. But they were called Solomon's stables. Crusades are gone. Mameluke came. Mameluke, and that's very interesting. Some of you are going to Egypt, right? When you go to Egypt, you see the leading ruler of Egypt. They used to marry brothers and sister, brothers and sister. Their kingdom went down, and they said, we have to bring fresh blood here. There were people, Seljuk, in the area of East Turkey. They were brought, they were called Mameluke, into Egypt, and they were trained in special school. They were kidnapped. And they were trained in a place which was called Madrasa school. But they were afraid that they will take hold of their property. So what did they do? They say, Mameluke, you cannot own any property, but you can own mosques and schools for Islam. So what do? They start building. That's their property. That's where they make their money. So they make a lot of mosques, and many of them in Jerusalem are from that time. And you can pinpoint it. It's so easy. You remember I told you after Crusade it's Gothic. You see, after Crusade it's Gothic. I'll tell you about it. But the Mameluke used three kinds of stones, white, red, and black. And they also use carving stone that looks like drops or like the Dome of the Rock. So if you see a building with this, you know the period. By the way, the Mosque Al-Aqsa was a lot larger. Add four rows of pillars to this side and six on each side. That was the Mosque Al-Aqsa. Because the Mosque Al-Aqsa does not seat on the natural rock, which is called the threshing floor, every earthquake it's damaged and became smaller. So,
when was this built and when was that built?
Same time. This one was damaged, repaired. This one, I'm going to tell you a lot more about this one when we get closer. A Muslim has to do what? Wash face, hands and feet. You have a fountain right here. They have to pray five times a day according to the daylight. Sundial, you see in the center, you see it? Sundial over the main pillar. They have to know where Mecca is. The moon is their emblem. Always in this area, east to west. So no matter where you are, you know, I have to look through there. I know where south is. Remember, that's the question you asked. Very important for them. And you see them praying. There's something going on there. I don't know exactly. I'll find out. And they're praying towards Mecca. So moon, it doesn't matter if it's a whole moon or half, you know, crescent, as long as it's a moon. They have a tower, which is called minaret, because they pray five times a day. So a chanter used to go up. Now they use loudspeakers. So actually they don't need the towers, but it's part of the whole thing. And because there's not enough place inside the mosque, they have all these platforms. And not only that, when we go further, you see green line on the ground. This is how they line up when they go to pray. Any questions about that? Do you see those four arches? The middle one, above it is a triangle. You see it? Facing us.
On
right
the stone.
Of the Dome of the Rock.
I could take you up. I could take you
on the arch. On the arch. In between.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Now, these we get closer. You see that these are called Judgment Arch. What does it mean? That, according to the Muslim, good people will pass through when the time of Muhammad will come back again to the Eastern Gate. Bad will remain outside. I know we're all going to make it. Let's go to the inner court of the temple.
Mm. Get a picture of the step. Oh, you've never been up here? Very fortunate. Now, it says on the schedule I'm supposed to do Watchman Versus, and I wasn't aware that I was supposed to do Watchman Versus. I was thinking, boy, what's the Watchman? But I guess it's not, I don't know that I'm supposed to be here. I mean, we weren't even expecting to be here. So I suppose we could do them later. Like, that you're not supposed to bring a Bible if you're on the other hand.
Right.
On the other hand, I could get that he has an iPod. What would be the best Watchman verse if we're going to pick this one to read?
Ash Croy.
Okay, I was going to say.
Because he doesn't know that quickly.
Yeah. And I'll ask him if he thinks that that could perhaps be an error, because I would have thought he would be the Watchman verses, but it could be that I was supposed to.
That's sorry, couldn't be more helpful.
No. You're not actually expected to have all the answers. Just that'll probably be reassuring. So if I understand correctly, Betty, both the dome and the mosque, now dome, now mosque, were built by the Romans. She said they got it wrong right from the start, that they made one temple to God and one temple to Solomon, is what she said. Where'd she go?
I did not. I would try always to stand in the shade. The reason I didn't stop at the shade here is because if I went to the shade, it was under a more optimal. I could not speak to you. That's the reason. Sorry. Follow them. Okay, but we're going to have some in 20 minutes. So, and we're going to be on the other side, so don't lose us. Okay, I just want to point out to you something a moment ago under this dome. All this decoration that you see here was done in different periods. We'll talk about it in a moment. I just wanted to see something that was done here that you don't, maybe you see it in other places. I want you to know how it's done. Look at the different pillars. First of all, it tells you, because if they're different colors, it was taken from a previous temple, synagogue, churches, whatever. And the one to the right and the one to the left is the Carrera. The Carrera has a line in it.
Mm.
Try to imagine you take a slab or a piece of stone and you slice it and you do what is called bookmatch. And you can get beautiful design like the one that is framed right here. To make sure that you hold all these marble around, you have to put metal nails or metal to hold it. And you see that the metal rusted. So if you look at the building next to it, to the right, all these holes are from different marbles that once covered them. It's not bullet shell marks or anything like that. Let's go and see the dome and then I'll tell you more there.
So, Mount of Olives?
The only thing is, don't spread too far because I cannot speak too loud, right? About the Dome of the Rock. The Dome of the Rock was built in 724 AD, and the beginning, the inside, has beautiful marble like you see here, and then it has mosaic, and then it has delicate stucco, which is painted, that from a distance look almost like a mosaic. Every time another leader come and change some things, as I said, they change the name, but they did not change the date. So sometimes the name and the date do not correlate at all. And what happened here, and this has to do with understanding what happened in the whole Middle East. At the very beginning, towards the end of the Turkish era, which is called the Ottoman period, the Jewish people who started to come here at the end of the 19th century said that the only one that understand
the need of the Jews to have a state in the Promised Land will be Christian. And they said, it's our duty to support the British to come here. First, Napoleon Bonaparte failed to conquer this area in 1799. Then the French and the British were competing. Who's going to take more portion, section of this area? You see it very well because they sat together and they decided Syria, Lebanon to the French, from the point southeast to us, of course. And then we had groups of people here that paid with their life. 10 of them were hanged in Damascus that spied on the Turks and sent the information to the British. And the British came with what is called Balfour Declaration, 1917. Balfour was trying to imitate Tsarist declaration that the Jews are entitled to have their own temple or their own town. Everything went well for a very short time. In 1925, the British built an oil pipeline from Iraq and they needed a seaport. They took Mount Carmel and Akko and used a big bay to Haifa seaport, became the third largest city of Israel. But the whole attitude toward this area changed. And they wanted to make the Arab people, Muslim world, happy. And what could be better than renovating and improving their mosque here, which is the third holiest site to the Muslim? They brought five families from Armenia that their specialty was to do the tiles. Some of you being to Turkey, you see a lot of it. So only then, after 1925, this beautiful white, blue and green, and blue and green is traditional colors in the Islam because it scared the Satan away. He would think it's either water or grass. So that's why you see so much blue and green in the Islam. And then they put aluminum on the dome. This is not it. What you see right there is 24 karat gold, given by King Hussein 2 years before he died. And that's what we see here, and that's the Dome of the Rock. The difference between Al-Aqsa Mosque and the Dome of the Rock is more of a shrine because of the rock of Mount Moriah, the rushing flow of water, and the Al-Aqsa Mosque is a gathering place, is a place where they do all their ceremony. Any question about that? Because I want to finish with the Islam and I want to talk about the temple now. Are we okay now? We said that the area of Al-Aqsa was not part of the Temple Mount before Herod. What we have to say is if you take that area to the northern wall, actually you're right in the heart, right here, you're in the heart of the Temple Mount. And if you look behind you, and you have, I know it's sun, but right here you see the Eastern Gate. I'm sure I'm going to move you because we have to be standing right here. Now, as we look around and we walk around, I would like you to see the size of some of the stones here, which you're standing on the very platform. It's important to know that we are on the very level. This is it. This is the inner court of the temple. There's the Eastern Gate, which was sealed early Christian era between the 4th to the 5th century. It sits over the original gate, the Eastern Gate. We're standing here on the beautiful gate. And you can imagine Paul standing right down here with a person that looked like a Gentile. And he said to him, don't be afraid, I will help you in. And he was caught right here, accused of bringing a Gentile into the Temple Mount. Right in front of you, there was the court of Israel. On the right-hand side, store of wood, store of oil, Nazarene, people who made a vow not to cut the hair, not to drink wine or what else. People who had leprosy and they were healed would be right here. During Passover, which we're facing very soon, it was turned, the roof of all this was turned to the court of women. Because there were so many people and they were getting ready to do all the sacrifice, the women would go up there. Then, where you see the little domes right here, somewhere there, would be a wall, and there were steps, and these steps were called Nicanor. The man who gave the this gate was called Nicanor. I'll tell you about it later, because I don't want you to be in the sun too long. Very, very interesting story. And then it was called also the Gate of Hama'alot, going up. And this, what do you do there? You sing the song of ascent that we started to read as we came up to Jerusalem. Right behind it, to the left, would be the altar where the sacrifice would take place. And you can imagine preparing all the animals and how much blood was washed down. Remember that Gary told us the numbers, that even if Josephus Flavius exaggerate, there was a lot. And there's no excess from the rock at the Dome of the Rock. It was the cave that you see there in pictures and so on, was done by the Muslim, and they call it the Cave of the Souls of the Prophet, because they saw that every church has a grotto, so they have to have a grotto, so they got a grotto down. But you see that it all cheese work. Where you see the black dome, remember I showed it to you from up above? That is more probably the Dome of the Jews or the tablets or all that. That will be the Holy of the Holies. Continue further up, you see the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. Can you see it? The two gray dome, you remember we saw it, and I told you, look at the tower with the tree behind. Calvary is between the two. I repeat, Calvary is between the two. And when you talk about the split, it will be right here up to Mount of Olives. And more than that, we can see the citadel. Look between the trees, you see that tower, that fortress with a flag. Another one to the left, and the little minaret to the left, on the right inside of the tree, that is Tower of David. These are the three towers. Now, try to stay with me, and this is it. This is the Temple Mount. The wall is right there. It ended up with these three towers, right here. And right here, it was outside the city. So was Calvary. Is that clear? Temple Mount, the wall of the city went up there. And the wall of the city is on the right-hand side of the Western Wall. We saw it. All these buildings that you saw along the Western Wall, sitting on the wall that goes back 2,000 years. I can say even more from the time of Hezekiah. So let's go over Eastern Gate, beautiful gate, Ascension or Ma'alot. Then we have the altar, Holy of the Holies, and all the way up Calvary. Let's go there. Anyone who wants postcards of the inside of the Dome of the Rock?
Only $1 here, postcard. Special from the inside, because you don't allow the inside. Just $1 postcard. Only $1 here. Because you don't allow the inside here. That's $1 for you.
What your expression was. Pardon?
I'm hanging in.
Another thing is, when we go all the way around, the only two places that you really see the natural rock of Mount Uruya, this is Mount Uruya. So, many believe this will be, because of the measures, that the water streams were found here. The way the excavation was done beyond the wall, all this
a good one up there.
Well, you know, because it says
Yeah.
Operation, so they can examine this ground.
Exactly.
Here, what's going on.
Yeah.
Are these Muslim schools private or public?
Well, the madrasas are the madrasa. Kind of madrasa.
Well, people could come, you know, if you're a non-Muslim and want to come. They built them. Now, you're meaning where they come and teach about Islam in the schools? But yeah. In public schools.
In public schools?
Yeah.
Morning. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, boys.
God bless you, Celine. God bless you, Celine.
But our whole world is this gym.
Boys.
Oh, really?
Oh, they were?
Going, hello.
As soon as they turned our back.
No, to our face.
Oh, even to your face.
Yeah.
Well, they don't know that they're teaching Islam.
It's frightening. And it's so heartbreaking. More, frightening is frightening. But
Well, peace comes from God. Mm-hmm. And if you have a powerful group that are determined to go the other way, you can't make peace. Because they haven't.
One show that could bring to Israel. That's right.
Yeah. And you cannot find Israel.
Right.
It's become a treasure hunt for us to see if it's always named Palestine.
Yeah. Lebanon. Yeah. Yeah. Hello? Hi. Yes, I'm not going to go to the hospital. Now, I'm sorry things like I've shocked today, that's all. Now, the Antonia Fortress would be on the other side. And this is the north wall of the temple, again, east, north, and west. So the end of the western wall would be right there. Anything beyond this wall was outside the city wall. But the area between the Antonia Fortress and the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, that we say that it was like inside the wall of Palestine, that was only a marketplace that was surrounded with walls because he made money. He didn't choose slavery, he didn't put tax on the people, he was very, very smart. He knew not to tax the pocket of the people. But if you make money, you don't mind paying. And this is like the value-added tax of today. We're going to leave the Temple Mount from here. And when we go out, I will show you the wall of Suleiman the Magnificent. And Suleiman is the Arab name for Shlomo, that's why you were confused, so you were not that far away. And we'll see that gate that I told you, lion, leopards, and you'll see the difference. And then we're going to go to a beautiful place, St. Anne Church, the Pool of the Faithful. I call it the little paradise in the old city. That's
cool. Toilet the Magnificent this way also?
What?
Toilet the Magnificent also?
Number one toilet.
Are we going to see the whaling?
Yeah, on the way out, at the end. We're making a whole circle, yes.
So shocking to you, is it the lemongrass, the women?
Very wonderful. Very nice.
Much more than you had seen before.
Unbelievable. It's like, did you see it?
Well, yeah, but I didn't know that was normal.
Oh, no. It's never getting so. Look, I live here. Right. I see it. Everybody sees something like that. Take a picture of that, because that's.
Take a picture of him?
I just want you to know what it is.
Okay, thanks.
So they're not so obvious.
Okay. Said to me, take a picture of that because that's a religious leader. And so then as I went to take it, she said, not so obvious.
Oh, yeah.
So meaning, be cool. And he glanced at me.
I got a picture kind of off of the one quarter side, so it was fine. I mean, what do I need the picture for? But she said, take a picture, so I'm well trained at this point in the tour.
He's the guy that's got all the...
He's the Fox Chef here. He's the big major domo.
Swinging the hip.
He's probably the guy. Yeah. No. But I'm so glad I said to Gary, I went up to Gary and
right in front of you. That is St. Stephen's Gate. And we remember the importance of St. Stephen. And also, if you look carefully at these two couples of animals, you can see they are leopards and they are not lions. You see it? They're like cats.
Yeah.
Right? But nobody's going to change the name of the gate, so we'll keep it as the Lion's Gate. As we go in, this is the way Israel entered to the old city in 1967, trying to reach out to the Western Wall. As we go into the St. Anne Church, to the right, restrooms.
Yay.
This is one area where we still have gender
for a feast of the Jews. Now there is in Jerusalem near the Sheep Gate a pool, which in Aramaic is called Bethesda, and which is surrounded by five covered colonnades. Here a great number of disabled people used to lie, the blind, the lame, the paralyzed. One who was there had been an invalid for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and learned that he had been in this condition for a long time, he asked him, "Do you want to get well?" "Sir," the invalid replied, "I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. While I am trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me." Then Jesus said to him, "Get up, pick up your mat, and walk."
We'll continue ourselves from there because I wanted to give a little more of information. What happened is we are on Mount Moriah, and Mount Moriah goes from north to south, higher in the north, lower in the south. And what happened is once all this area was covered with an ocean, and then a lot of caves were created. And what happened is that when this area was lifted up, when there's rain, the water goes through the crack or through some of the spongy rocks, and then it gathers in the cave. And it gathers and gathers till the air pressure in the cave is so strong that when the water comes out, it's trouble. And there are two springs like that here, but there's many more around this area. And one of them is here, and actually we'll see it further down. Another one, this is the Gihon Spring. And if you take the aquifer here and the Gihon Spring, it's the same spring. And there are two healing took place. One took place here, where the person who could not move, paralyzed, and the other one, the blind man, that was healed in the pool of Siloam. What happened is because they didn't understand, so there's an angel that troubled the water. And if you're going to be there in the right time when the water is troubled, you're going to be healed. And for centuries, that was the faith, that was the belief. And even during the Roman time, they built here Serapis Temple, temple for healing. If you've been to Pergamon, Turkey, it's identical to that one. So here you see Jesus, and I'm sure he knew all the answers. He knows that the power of the water is not healing. Even when we drink water, right, you have to keep drinking it over and over again. Remember what he said at Jacob's well, "Whoever drinks this water will thirst again. Whoever drinks my water will never thirst." And right here, he asked the person, don't you think he had the answer? But how do you reach? You reach out to a question. He said to the person, "Why don't you walk down?" And what does he say? "There's nobody to help me." As we say, excuses, there's nobody to help me. Every time I'm trying to go ahead, there's somebody that goes in front of me. And then he asked him, "Do you want to be healed?" And he said to him, "Take thy bed and walk." I did not get it until I went for the first time in my life to New York. And I saw homeless people that have a little cart cardboard, yeah, or something, and all their belonging was right there. And then you understand, what does it mean to all your belonging? And I'm sure it wasn't meant just the physical pain or the things that you own or the burden that you carry. And he said to him, "Come on, take your things and walk." What day of the week?
Shabbat.
So what's the problem?
Seven.
Shabbat?
Working.
What is Shabbat?
Rest.
Day of rest.
Shabbat, the word Shabbat, come from the word lishbat, to stop. Whatever you did till now, hey, cease. Stop. Dedicated to the Lord. Did God tell us there's only one way to worship the Lord? Right? So, the point is, I think that every single day on this journey was your Shabbat, because what did you do? You dedicated to the Lord. So, just what is the real Shabbat? To invade a special timer that will put the elevator to stop at every floor,
or to make, I'm not criticizing anybody.
I know.
I don't want you to misunderstand him. Just, yeah. So, we're going to go there in a moment. So the question is, of course, what is the right thing to do in your Shabbat? And if you do it right, and you cast your net the right way, not left and right, you catch it all. Let's go and see it.
Sure.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you.
Lord, as we're here at this place, that we read about in the Bible, we know you to be the same kind of God today. And as best we know how, we pray for this woman just as if she was our mother, our wife, our daughter, someone special to us. Raise her up, Lord, that might experience health and wellness, not be troubled by her fall today. We pray that she would get the care that she needs. And we thank you for those who are watching after them to calm their spirits. Thank you, God, for taking care of us. In Jesus' name, amen. Two important things through the day, as Sophie mentioned earlier, stay hydrated. I don't know that that's what happened, but stay hydrated because you can just faint. Second, watch your steps, because even where it looks level, there will be steps all through the old city, and don't want to have to take you to the hospital.
And stay together to make sure that you don't get lost, and always don't only look forward, look back, and make sure that...
After this, there was a feast of the Jews. Jews went up to Jerusalem.
Let's go to the church. And that dedicated to Mother Mary, grandmother.
Thank you.
side, no?
Brothers and sisters, we have not really participated in singing as much as some of us may have liked to. And would anybody care this morning? I believe that God's grace has touched each of our hearts and our lives throughout our pilgrimage. But would you mind joining me in singing maybe the first and last verse of Amazing Grace?
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was
get in touch with somebody. Stein. Hello, Stein. Aber, sorry. Stein. Hi. Can you talk to him? Mm-hmm. All right. And tell him we're finishing at the Dungeon. Okay? And if he needs me, I can. Okay. We are at the Antonia Fortress.
Okay.
And we'll understand it better when we go to the Sister of Zion Monastery. And there I'm going to use several maps and pictures that will show you how things were 2,000 years ago. And then we start the Way of the Cross. The Via Dolorosa starts right here. The first station is the school here. The second station is down here. And right in front of you, there's an arch. Over the arch, there are two windows. If you look at this arch, you can see it's a formica because it's not sharp.
this is from the time of Libya, 135 AD, a forum. There was one big arch, two small ones, and from three comes the word triumph,
thank
and
you.
It's known also
you're
as
welcome.
The triumph arch.
Thank you very much.
This you're is welcome. Traditionally when this became the Via Dolorosa, the place where Pontius Pilate said to the people, behold the man, this is the man, and that's why they call it Etiomo Arch. The only difference and the only problems we have is that this is 100 years after the time of
Yeah, it's okay, I was done with it.
From the time of Hadrian.
Somebody like her. Who wants a prayer shawl?
Very pretty.
Prayer shawl, the Sultani.
Or the
prayer shawl.
Or
Yes, sir.
Via Dolorosa, Station of the Cross, $2 for $1.
Be self for the Talit prayer shawl, only 20 instead of 40, those that didn't buy the prayer shawl.
Yes, sir.
Be self, only 20 instead of 40.
Hey, group,
we need the prayer shawl, self Talit. Self prayer shawl. Only 20 instead of 40.
It's that quick.
What's that?
You get lost. I mean, you get
oh, yeah.
Carol, you're ready if you'll read yours while I'm on time first.
This is Matthew 27, verses 11 to 14. Meanwhile, Jesus stood below the governor, and the governor asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" "Yes, it is as you say." When he was accused by the chief priests and the elders, he gave no answer. Then Pilate asked him, "Don't you hear the testimony they are bringing against you?" But Jesus made no reply, not even to a single charge, to the great amazement of the governor.
Feel the first 11 verses of Luke 23.
The first 11 verses. A reading from Luke. Then the whole assembly rose and led him off to Pilate, and they began to accuse him, saying, "We have found this man subverting our nation. He opposes payment of taxes to Caesar and claims to be Christ the King." So Pilate asked Jesus, "Are you the King of Jews?" "Yes, it is as you say," Jesus replied. Then Pilate announced to the chief priests and the crowd, "I find no basis for a charge against this man." But they insisted he stirs up the people all over Judea by his teaching. He started in Galilee, and he has come all the way here. On hearing this, Pilate asked if the man was a Galilean. When he learned that Jesus was under Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him to Herod, who was also in Jerusalem at that time. When Herod saw Jesus, he was greatly pleased because for a long time he had been wanting to see him. From what he had heard about him, he hoped to see him perform some miracle. He plied him with many questions, but Jesus gave him no answer. The chief priests and the teachers of the law were standing there vehemently accusing him. Then Herod and his soldiers ridiculed and mocked him. Dressing him in an elegant robe, they sent him back to Pilate. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
So you see how he goes back and forth? And try to imagine those two palaces that we saw in Caesarea, just next to Jerusalem.
You want me to hold it?
No, but it would be nice if the chain was a little higher. Okay. Did you see anything? They had such good ones. Okay. Anyway, I think we know some of it already. Temple Mount just came from there. The wall of the city go this way today. You see the light yellow. City of David, Gihon Spring to the Pool of Siloam, and because this is the city, every drop of water is down, they had to bring water from the north, and that's where we are now, because the temple is to that direction. So there's a Pool of Israel, it's exactly where we came out of the Temple Mount to the Lion's Gate. There was a big pool right there. Then we saw the Pool of Bethesda, right? And then there was a fortress here, which I'll show you how it looked like later on. This was part of the addition that was added by Herod for the marketplace, right? And this is Calvary out here. If this is City of David, the city extended to the west, this is the Kidron Valley, and if you look at this, it's like those three valleys right here. This is the Western Hill. The Hasmonean Palace was close to the western wall. We saw it, the steps that actually you will go through there. You see it? And then look how Herod Palace is isolated next to the three towers. We saw them, 1 and 2, and the minaret on the other side, and this is where Jaffa Gate is. I kept saying Jerusalem was something like this. Temple Mount and the wall went straight up this way. The only thing that was added was Herod at the marketplace right here. And from the north, it would look like this. The Pool of Israel, this is the wall of today with the Lion's Gate. The Pool of Bethesda, and this is how it comes to 5 porticos. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And the Antonia Fortress that had 4 towers like you see here. And you would go through here into the marketplace. But what you see here, a huge pool. You're going to see a small portion of it. Which, by the way, I've done the tunnel and I've done, they opened another section of it. So this is how it looked like, the Antonia Fortress. Then, sorry, all this is kind of new. I will use that one here. The only thing I wanted to bring up, and I think they have it here. If you look at it, that's better. We were on the main street, right? And we saw part of this arch. It was three arches. And the something is wrong with the proportion here. And this is the floor, see it? Underneath, it sits on a series of pools that have arches that retain the floor. If you take the water out, if you remember when we were at Al-Aqsa Mosque, it was exactly like this. Arches, and then the floor set up on top. This is from the time, 135, it's the time of India. Well, we should see it like this. This one take off, never ever attack. Here, the wall. Robinson Arch, Wilson Arch, where the women section today was another gate. And this very gate was only for the priest. What is left today from the temple and the wall, which we call the Western Wall, is only the lower part, the retaining part, not the wall around. This is, I kept saying royal style or royal style, this is what it is. Where we saw the black little dome is where you see the Holy of the Holies. And we're now at the Antonia Fortress. Right. So here you can see the street, right? This is the arch outside, this is the arch inside, but they found underneath, and this is something I'm missing that was in the pictures they had before, another arch down below. And that will be the arch from the time of Jesus. Now, the question is, where was the child? Was the child at the Citadel Jaffa Gate next to the palace? Or was he tried here? If he was tried here, how would they take him back and forth? You see how it is to go through the city, and if you have somebody for execution, more likely it was at Jaffa Gate. When the things were not hectic and the person was not that important like Paul, he was put in the Praetorium, the barracks, let's say just barracks. So that's where we are now, the Antonia Fortress. We kept mentioning a place which is called Madaba, that had maps which give instruction to a pilgrim when you come to the Holy Land what you should see. And that gives us a lot information about the Christian sites. First of all, look at Jerusalem. What does it look round? Is it really round? No. But if it's Jerusalem, it has to be Shalem, round. It has to be complete. So it's a symbolic thing to make it like a navel. All right? In the center, of course, is this stone right here. See it? This very stone. Why? It's between Calvary and the tomb, where he was the sacrifice, but he resurrected. And that's why it's between the two. Here, the Last Supper room, the Adya Zion. That's why, by mistake, we call today Mount Zion, Mount Zion. Because it was a church that was called Adya Zion, like Adya Sophia. Same thing. Here we see Aleona over the high priest's house. And this we know now it's Calvary with the place he was nailed to the cross, crucified, he was buried. Basilica looked very much like the Church of the Multiplication. Remember, seven stages to holiness. And after Hadrian built this as a Roman holy city, there's a one main street. Looked like what? The street that we saw in Beit Shammai. With only different, this one was not for chariot. How do we know it's not for chariot? Because the stone stood straight, not in an angle. So you know for sure there was no chariot and there's no mark of chariot on it. So this was the religious perception. This was the way of the cross. And here, they point Via Dolorosa.
if this is the Via Dolorosa, how do I get to here? No way. What is that? As a Christian, of course you will magnify this gate. Which gate is this? The Eastern Gate. The Eastern Gate is so important because he's going to come back through this gate. We're celebrating every year this gate come Sunday. That's what we did yesterday. Do we see the Temple Mount? No. Because not important now. He didn't come back. He's nothing to do with the temple yet. But what do we see important for us? Don't you think that for a Christian the pinnacle would be important? And if the pinnacle was important, I want to prove to you that even the Western Wall was important to Christians. You see it right here. That is the Western Wall. You see right here. So let's go over it. Three major churches. Aggie Zion, Aleona, and the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. Yes, we do see the Church of the Vesta, which we came from. It's a very important site. This is Jerusalem during the 5th century, which is during the Christian period. We're going to go down and we'll see three levels. Pool that goes back, Hezekiah, and also Hasmonean, then used by Herod for the Antonia fortress. And then on top of that, Hadrian. So Hadrian, I'm going backwards. Hadrian, Herod, Hasmonean, Hezekiah. No problem, go ahead.
You said the stone that marked the center. Okay, what is that?
It's the center of the universe, the navel of the earth.
But is there a stone outside somewhere?
No, it's a Rosetta. It's a jar. It's a stone. I'm going to take you to see it. It is within the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. It's between Calvary, where you go up, and the tomb. I hope that chapel will be open. I'll take you to see it. Any questions about that? I know it sounds confused, but by the end of this morning, you'll see that everything will be clear. Very good questions. Women, men, one have one for a long time, so.
It's the only thing that makes sense for a big procession down the middle of the city and then going over to Calvary.
And Carter usually was just a religious procession, not only here. It's not only that, it's the location of Herod's palace. Herod, as we saw a section of the palace in the Caesarea, which more official place most probably was there, because it was a very important case. It wasn't just that Paul wasn't important. I want to take you to the prison that was found here, so I'll try to do it after you do this.
Awesome, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome to come back. No.
Well, maybe better try men's room.
Oops.
Thank you. She said people who have a hard time,
hi,
like right here, these very steep steps.
Is there a rain?
I think so.
Wall or something?
I didn't get close enough to look at their railing.
Uh-oh.
I don't like heights.
Darling, you want me to go with you?
No,
I'm going to stay up here. She can see you.
Thank
you.
Did anybody lose this camera in the bathroom?
I did.
Okay, you're ready.
I have it.
How many steps is on?
That's the question.
So this is we're going down to what, Hezekiah's tunnel here?
I'm not sure if it says cistern there, but.
So it's a bit of a longish step down. Yeah, don't worry about me.
I got it.
You got it?
Yeah.
Okay, looks like there's a railing, so.
Excavated, you will end up exactly behind this wall right here. So this is the northwest part of the temple wall, which was altogether 1,500 feet long. And what we have here is, it's a pool, and you can see how it's cut from the rock. And you had a huge pool that went further on, underneath about four, five more arches like the one that you see here. And it goes further because all this is a wall that was built later
hurry.
Are we going out that way? They can stay there. We're coming up. We'll meet them up.
Watch those steps there, darling. They're a little slippery.
Something, because the moment we finish here, we want to get kind of in a mood of trying to do follow the way Jesus carried the cross, and it doesn't matter if it was here or in another place. Because I do want you to have the experience of the old city, going to shops on your own, and really a bargain, and I would like you to be free to go anywhere you want. And that's why what we do is we're going to concentrate, so see things that you see on the way. I promise you have the same things in all the shops here. The only thing I would ask you to be careful with is your credit card. And I will try to stop in a place right between the Jewish quarter and the Muslim quarter, so you have a choice where you want to go. And that will be also part of your lunch, so you're free to do whatever you want. So. Just that you, why do I say it? Because when we go along the street, there's a lot of temptation. For us, it's temptation to get things. I even see things that kind of I would like. We try to imagine what he went through, and not, it doesn't matter which part of the path he went. If it's from here to here, from there to her, the whole city is one-third of a square mile. So really not that important if it was here or there. What I would try to do, it's a place that really made me feel what he went through. Part of the Antonia Fortress, and you know you are in the Antonia Fortress, which was underneath the floor you're standing on, they found something like a cistern, but they found a prison. And more likely, this is the prison that Paul was, and a prison like that was found at the citadel, but it's not open to the public because they did not finish to excavate there. So, if it's okay with you, we will explain here, we will do some reading here. I would like you to go to see the other one, too. Right beyond the rail there, very hard to see it now, there are some stone games. And one of the games is Basilica, or it's called the King's Game. It's a circle divided by seven, and it has a line of life, which is cut by a sword. We have to know that this thing was practiced, that prisoners were a piece of game, and they would play with them to death or life, to death or life, in all kind of game, with tic-tac-toe, with the stones like they do in Africa with many little pebbles. So this kind of games that were found here were found also in the floor of the Antonia Fortress. We're going to do some reading here, and then I'll give you time for a beautiful picture, because today this is the way of the cross for at least the last 500, 400 years. So you see a mosaic, Jesus carrying the cross, and then I'll show you the games. And it's called Stone Games, and that's where the name Lithostratos comes from. This was done when the church on top was built in 1597.
Estamos parte da fortaleza de Antonia, onde nós estamos aqui, aqui abaixo de nós também há uma cisterna para esta fortaleza de Antonia. Sobre nós outros, está na fortaleza de Antonia, foi aqui há 4 horas. Lembra da época de Nero Grande? Agora, sobre o que vamos fazer? Vamos acercar essa ponta por aí. Você pode ver o suelo ou as pedras.
Someone give him a stand on this side. Very hard to see now because of all the dust. The lights illuminate right here, the circle. There's the letter B here. This is the scriptorium. Oh, sorry, this is the tic-tac-toe here. The scriptorium will be in the center. This is supposed to be the line of life, and this is the sword. And there are more gates, and you can see this is an open area. You can see the drainage system right here.
Go back to business. I got 30.
Get a picture of the games.
Yeah, fire in it. The soldiers, while they were, you know, waiting around, they'd play tic-tac-toe, basically. The equivalent of cards, right? It's my group. Thank you.
As I said to you, take a prisoner and
kill him.
In that game, yeah. Okay. That game that they play for time.
What do you say?
Huh? 1906.
Okay. Okay, and we're here at the Via della Rosa sign, so that's the beginning of the procession.
to go first, or would it be?
The floor is not even, so please be very careful. Watch where you're heading.
Okay.
Yeah, I took a picture of that.
The poles. That one. That one. Yeah.
It's not very far, Carol.
Thank you guys, we appreciate your patience. Thank you.
Psalm 88. Can we do that?
who has a cell phone. It's on 88.
You already got it.
O Lord, God of my salvation, when at night I cry out in your presence, let my prayer come before you. Incline my ear to my cry, for my soul is full of troubles, and my life draws here to Sheol. I am counted among those who go down to the pit. I am like those who have no help, like those forsaken among the dead, like the slain that lie in the grave, like those whom you remember no more, where they are cut off from your hand. You have put me in the depths of the pit, in the regions dark and deep. Your wrath lies heavy upon me, and you overwhelm me with all your waves. You have caused my companions to shun me. You have made me a thing of horror to them. I am shut in so that I cannot escape. My eyes grow dim through the sorrow. Every day I call on you, O Lord. I spread out my hands to you. Do you work wonders for the dead? Do the shades rise up to praise you? Is your steadfast love declared in the grave of your faithfulness in abandon? Are your wonders known in the darkness? Or your saving help in the land of the forgetfulness? But I, O Lord, cry out to you. In the morning, my prayer comes before you. O Lord, why do you cast me off? Why do you hide your face from me? Wretched and close to death from my youth. I suffer your terrors. I am desperate. Your wrath has swept over me. Your dread assaults destroy me. They surround me like a flood all day long. From all sides, they close in on me. You have caused friend and neighbor to shun me. My companions are in darkness. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Amen.
Sissy, will you be reading Psalm 22 later?
I can do it right now.
Look at Psalm 22, Janelle. I think that's the one I'm looking for.
After she finished, if you know the song, Were You There When They Crucified My Lord? I will sing that. And I keep saying, logically, it was there or it was here. It really doesn't matter. We're here to experience the weight of the cross, where it may be. And then that will lead us, we will not do all the stations, we'll do till 7th station. The reason I'm not going to go through the Ethiopian church and so on, I will go into the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, because I want to leave some time for the excavation around the Temple of Jerusalem towards the City of David, so in the garden too. So we're just going to experience the way of the cross, the rest will deal in the church. So after that, I want to talk. So we'll do the reading of Psalm 22 and then some verses of Were You There, and then we go out, see the solitaire, and then we'll continue on the way of the cross.
This is a Psalm of David. It's one that we often read in a similar place beneath what is known as St. Peter and Gallicanto or Caiaphas. See how many of these phrases you can hear our Lord quote on the cross. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me from the words of my groaning? Oh my God, I cry by day, but you do not answer, and by night, but find no rest. Yet you are holy, enthroned on the praises of Israel. In you our ancestors trusted. They trusted, and you delivered them. To you they cried and were saved. In you they trusted and were not put to shame. But I am a worm, not human, scorned by others and despised by the people. All who see me mock at me. They make mouths at me. They shake their heads. Commit your cause to the Lord. Let him deliver him. Rescue, let him rescue the one in whom he delights. And it was you who took me from the womb. You kept me safe on my mother's breast. On you I was cast from my birth, and since my mother bore me, you have been my God. Do not be far from me, for trouble is near, and there is no one to help. Many bulls encircled me. Strong bulls of Bashan surround me. They open wide their mouths at me like a raving and roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted within my breast. My mouth is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue sticks to my jaws. You lay me in the dust of death. For dogs are all around me. A company of evildoers encircles me. My hands and feet are shriveled. I can count all my bones. They stare and gloat over me. They divide my clothes among themselves, and for my clothing they cast lots. But you, O Lord, do not be far away. My help, O my help, come quickly to my aid. Deliver my soul from the sword, my life from the power of the dog. Save me from the mouth of the lion. From the horns of the wild oxen you have rescued me. I will tell of your name to my brothers and sisters. In the midst of the congregation I will praise you. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you offspring of Jacob, glorify him. Stand in awe of him. All of you offspring of Israel, for he did not despise or abhor the affliction of the affliction of the afflicted. He did not hide his face from me, but heard when I cried to him. From you comes my praise in the great congregation. My vows I pay before those who fear him. The poor shall eat and be satisfied. Those who seek him shall praise the Lord. May your hearts live forever. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nation shall worship before him. For dominion belongs to the Lord, and he rules over the nations. To him indeed shall all who sleep in the earth bow down. Before him shall bow down all who go down to the dust, and I shall live for him. Posterity will serve him. Future generations will be told about the Lord and proclaim his deliverance to a people yet unborn, saying that he has done it. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you I'm sorry, I don't remember. When he rose from the grave, right? Were you there when he rose from the grave? Were you there when he rose from the grave? Oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble.
Kids. That's awesome that he can talk with his kids.
David, Mount Moriah on that side, Western Hero here,
Actually, this was a marketplace edited by Harris. They took settings outside the city walls. We're going to go out to the corridor, and that will be, the corridor will be the seventh station of the cross section of the 7, 8, and the 9th. And that will bring out, so there is the fifth station of the cross.
Anybody needs cold drink, cold water, you guys here?
Anybody who doesn't have a special name, it's not a family.
Cold drink, cold water.
Shopping yourself, so not but the guy, you know.
Because the guys are thieves.
Yeah. Don't forget, trust us. That's a ticket.
So here is the sixth station of the cross. A woman came out in white pink space, and she got his feet on her cross. Her name was changed to Veronica, Vera C, Icon, Image Print, True Print, and that's the sixth station of the cross. And you can see it right here. So it's one of the stations. When we go to the seventh one, we are actually at the Cardo. It's the main marketplace. We go to Damascus, but we are 30 feet higher than the floor of those days. And we'll see there the 7 and around the corner the 8. So I'm going to point out to you the 7 and the 8 and the 9. I'll talk about it later on.
Yeah.
Religious hierarchy gone to an even greater extreme than what we see in some of our
own denominations.
Different denominations of the Roman Catholic Church during the 12th, 13th, 14th, somewhere in there, huh?
Well,
they also preach conversion. Well, now they sword, did you know?
But
it's different. It's different. Well, I don't know that it's different than then, because I don't know then. But I know that what's happening now...
No, it's very different.
In those countries, it's very different than what's happening in our country. Incredible.
I couldn't agree with you more. I'm just saying that it's similar, at least we've seen this before. Yeah. Just to agree. Yeah.
They're an extremely...
Yep, a lot of hate. A lot of hatred, a lot of unforgiveness.
Down towards the stupidity. Yeah.
Try to come in here, please. Come this way a little bit. The corner goes this way. All what you see here to the right hand side was part of the church. The Basilica is not, it was destroyed in the year 1099, and that's why the crusade came to save it. So the 8 and the 9 are located in kind of different places. All the last five stations are within the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. The only thing we didn't go through is through the Ethiopian church, and we're going to see the church. The way we see the church is mainly from the Crusader's time, but then we go down and we see a lot more. So we're going to go ahead. We are now, the moment you come to this point, in the Christian quarter. Left the Muslim quarter, we come to the Christian quarter. The marketplace doesn't want to do any kind of keep business going, and it's the best buffer zone ever.
Business. Two quarters. Business people just want to do business. They want to share.
Hello, baby, baby,
but I mean, the problem is such a thorny.
Hello, baby.
Hello, baby. I think we need to get out of our way.
Okay, I was looking for Betty now. I saw that she's up there. Let me go up there and see. Oh, there she is. She changed hats again. Every time she goes from the purple to the brown, I lose her. It's funny.
This is her coin ice cream.
Okay, is that a hotel?
Yeah.
Oh, a hotel where they meet.
Yeah, it's good.
Very much. Okay. I don't know if there's
more
cardio
in this.
Let's see. Oh, we're not even to noon yet. And I figured out what I need to do to make this phone.
You did?
Yeah, I just need to know the country code. You wouldn't happen to know the country code. Just right. I bet Gary will.
Anyway, I've got a friend who's
not an iPhone.
Israeli embassy.
Oh, and you have a car?
Yeah. He's with the U.S. consulate, and this is the U.S. embassy here at Ho-Chu. And the U.S. consulate is Ho-Chu, but I don't know which one is.
Well.
Okay, Israel, please dial 100.
Yeah. I'll ask him.
Yeah.
And she wants to do everything.
I've been in
going all the way across. Thank you.
Absolutely not.